This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Las Animas County Sheriff's Office has put one of its lieutenants on unpaid leave. The move follows a road rage incident last month. Lieutenant Henry Trujillo cursed at and punched a teenager in the altercation. The incident was caught on video. Trujillo was in plain clothes and already on paid administrative leave for another incident last year. At that time, he allegedly tased a handcuffed man multiple times. The Las Animas sheriff says it has hired a third party to investigate Trujillo's conduct in both altercations. The Colorado Snow Sports Museum will induct five members into its Hall of Fame next month. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg reports.
The inductees include Cheryl Jensen, who founded a veterans winter sports program at Vail, and Seth Mejia, considered a pioneer in online ski journalism. John Norton is best known for convincing Aspen Ski Corporation to lift its snowboard ban. The late Olympian Sandy Hildner was the first female coach of the Winter Park ski team. And Hillary Nelson was one of the most accomplished ski mountaineers in the world. She died last year in an avalanche in Nepal. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
An 18-year-old from Castle Rock appeared in federal court yesterday on an attempted terrorism charge. Davin Daniel Meyer was arrested Friday while attempting to board a flight from Denver to Turkey. Meyer repeatedly told sources purporting to be ISIS facilitators that he held radical Islamic beliefs and wanted to travel to Iraq to fight for ISIS. That's according to an FBI affidavit. Meyer makes his second appearance later this week. He could face up to 20 years in prison. This is CPR News and KRCC.